fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the John Moore Show, coming to you from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 26th day of August, 2007. Welcome back. Well, this is an open format, live call-in show, and unless one of my guests calls in like they told me they would, but if they call in, we will interview them. Professor McKinney has been allocated a half hour, and Rick Saletta from KT Ordnance, you know, we need to get an update from him, and hopefully these gentlemen will be able to get in with us and be able to give us updates. And if it doesn't work out this week, we'll have them on sometime soon, and that will be okay. No emotional stake in the outcome of whether the guest shows up or does not show up. Talk about preparedness. This is my theme. This is my mantra. I've been at this a really long time. I learned the skills all my life, beginning as a boy when I would spend summer with my grandmother out in the country, as a youngster beginning at 8 years old, learning the old country ways of pumping water with a hand pump and feeding the chickens and getting the eggs and cutting the firewood and all those country things. Going on to learning hunting and fishing and of course, finishing school in the United States Military Special Forces. I gave my first paid survival consultation in the summer of 1977. That was 30 years ago this summer. So I've been at this a long time, ladies and gentlemen, teaching, writing, training, and learning these skills. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007. My first guest is on hold. My first guest is Professor McCanny. Professor McCanny is a credentialed scientist. Professor McCanny is the author of a number of books, all of which I have and all of which I highly recommend. One of which, it's the smallest and least expensive, I consider so valuable, and others, my friends, consider so valuable that we keep this one book, this 60-page pamphlet, as he calls it, in triple ziplocked bags, one ziplock bag inside another, and keep that inside a gun safe. We think so highly of this 60-page pamphlet available at Professor McCanny's website. Professor McCanny knows what's really going on and why it's going on regarding weather on our planet, the earth changes we're experiencing right now, and the earth changes we will soon be experiencing in the next 24 months or so, 24 to 36 months. Professor McCanny also has a radio show that he'll be telling you how to listen to it every Thursday evening. And an excellent website. We'll be giving out website information. And I encourage people to visit his website, buy all his books, and listen to his radio show every Thursday. I'm a big cheerleader for Professor McCanny, needless to say. And with no further ado, Jim, are you there, sir?
Can you hear me?
Jim. I hear you now. Yes.
Oh, okay,
ahead.
Good.
Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you.
Well, as always, you have an open mic and an open forum to discuss anything your little heart desires, Jim. So the floor is yours, sir.
Okay, just a quick note. There's been a huge press coverage of the shuttle mission because of a teacher being on the shuttle over the past couple of weeks. And this was timed to be coincident with schools starting and all the kids going back to school, et cetera. So this teacher will be in all the schools. But I want to talk about subliminal messages. And now, it was a successful trip. The predecessor of this teacher, who was a woman also, remember, it was McCullough, who died in the, was it the Challenger disaster?
Right.
And there again, and now this was a successful mission. This woman teacher is now back, and she will go all over the country and take her message and videos and information to kids. But what the subliminal message is from NASA is space is too difficult to get into. We can only send up one or two people now and then, and they represent you in space, but don't ever expect to go to space yourself, kids. It's too dangerous, it's too expensive, and only NASA can do it. That's the subliminal message. Do you see that?
I see that, Jim. The story I saw about this woman, you would think that she had spent the last 20 years training for some kind of Olympic triathlon. I mean, they make it look like an ongoing, grueling physical and mental process for the past two decades for this woman.
Right. And the real subliminal message is don't ever expect to go into space, kids. It's too dangerous, too expensive, and don't ever have any dreams of building a space program yourself or ever doing anything in space. You can only do it under the guise of the federal government. That's the subliminal message that they're bringing to kids.
I agree, and it's kind of ironic that we're right now having some successful private space things going on at dramatically reduced dollar amounts.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And like for these people that go up with the Russian program, I think they're still paying about $20 million to go up, and they go up to the International Space Station for a number of days, and they come back. But they go through about, maybe a week of training.
Right.
They go up in what they call the Vomit Comet, which is an airplane that goes up and does a nosedive, so you get the feeling of weightlessness. They do that a couple of times, and they throw them up into space, you know,
right.
End of story. So it's not this mega program where, where it's impossible to go and only a few people can go. But that's the image that NASA wants to give.
They do,
so I
absolutely.
Just wanted to mention that. And also, there's been a tremendous amount of misinformation going around this year, as there is every August, that May 27th, Mars will be as big as the full moon in the sky, and we're all going to crash and die, and I don't know, all kinds of other goofy stuff. Mars is nowhere near us. Mars is 90 degrees off away from us in the solar system. It has, just amazing how gullible people are, and they'll take that and then either transmit it to someone else or pass it by email or whatever, put it on web pages and blogs, and it just amazes me how this misinformation can just be generated. And it's year after year now. Every August, we get the same little piece of disinformation floating around. But like many things,
it is amazing.
Like many things, it's meant to put up a smokescreen. Just anything to divert the public from real information.
Absolutely.
Now, John, you wanted to talk a little bit about the Vatican Library closing.
Well, have you had a chance to check that out independent of what we talked about the other day?
Yeah, I did. And what is closing is the public part of the Vatican Library. And, of course, there are scholars who were lined up around the block and down around the corner and down the block trying to get into the Vatican to do their research on very specific things, because the Vatican Library has ancient texts going back to around 300 AD that can only be found there, very rare books and things like that. But what is not well known is that is not the entire Vatican Library. That's the public library that they're closing. And they have, I forget how many, something like 30 miles of stacks or something
right.
there.
It is, 30 plus miles of stacks, right.
And they have so many books that it's actually crushing the foundation of the building. So they have to shut it down for repairs and to fortify it or whatever they're going to do. But, yeah, the bottom line is that is not the full Vatican Library. There is a probably, I don't know if it would be an equal amount, but a goodly amount that is not open to the public. And the reason I know that personally is because when I was a kid, I was raised in the Catholic Church, and a young guy came there. He was very sharp, and he was a young priest, and his name was Father Bernstein, and he was only there about a year or so, and they plucked him out and put him over in the Vatican Library, and I did get to meet up with him a couple times just to talk when he came back, just a few brief times, and then he never came back again, but the point was that there are parts of the Vatican where only very specific people can go and do research, et cetera. So there's a lot more there than what meets the eye. So the part that's closing is the public library portion of the Vatican Library.
Is there any basis to believe that the Vatican got the mathematics, engineering, medicine books from the ancient Library of Alexandria?
Well, that's my personal belief is yes, that there's a lot there, and the big book burning that took place really did not take place, that they may have burned some books. But back then, as well as now, people were smart enough to know that that is information. And in the ancient times, you have to remember, people were even more cloistered than they are today as far as knowledge. And just take a little thing like Columbus and his map, the Perry Reis map.
Right.
Those things were very tightly guarded by the individuals that had them and the people that knew other people that had certain things. I mean, this was a very tightly knit circle of people, and the rest of the world thought that the world was flat. You know,
did the Perry Reis map come from the Vatican or come from Constantinople?
Well, the Perry Reis map was an ancient Phoenician trading map that Columbus got a copy of. He had a secondary copy.
Okay.
And there's no question that it matches the land portion of Antarctica, of the continent of Antarctica, which was only really discovered when they had satellites that could see through the ice cap and actually see what the land shape looked like.
Right.
So these were ancient Phoenician maps that came down to us probably from the days of Atlantis, when the Antarctica was actually a continent at a very different latitude than where it is today. But the point is that a lot of this information was very tightly guarded, and so when the library at Alexandria was burned, you better believe that there were people in there getting that information out.
Well, and I agree with you, Jim. The library at Alexandria had centuries worth of records that probably nobody cared about, old court records, old property records, like any library or courthouse may have, that once the people were dead who had the court records and court matters and property, it no longer mattered.
Right.
And there was also the text for engineering, mathematics, medicine, and so forth.
Navigation, astronomy, astrology.
All those things.
A tremendous amount of history, ancient history, and that's the part that would really be incredible. You know, the ancient science, the ancient history, where cities were located, trade routes, you know, all of the documentation that you would find in a library, you know, in the ancient library.
What would the approximate year of that burning have taken place? Do you recall offhand?
Well, I'm trying to think, and I've been through all
this. We got a break. Think about that. I'll do a quick search here. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line-in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
To say, live and let
live. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We're visiting with Professor McCanny and Jim. Are you there, sir? Let's get your website address out, please. Okay. And your radio show is when? Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, we got a few minutes here before our allocated half hour is up. What do we need to talk about here before we have to scoot? All right.
Was Hurricane Flossie that was going into Hawaii that was going up to Category 3. It was a Category 3 hurricane as it came into the southern tip of the Big Island of Hawaii, and within 30 minutes dropped from a Category 3 to a completely dissolved storm. And I've never seen anything like this in my life. And then I realized, actually a long time ago, an older guy told me, he said, the island of Hawaii is protected as hurricanes come in from the southeast. It's old Hawaiian lore that hurricanes always break up before they get to the Big Island of Hawaii. And now I understand why.
Right.
There's an island that's, what's that?
Go ahead.
There's an island that's forming offshore about 50 miles to the southeast of Hawaii. And when Flossie came in, it was coming up, Category 3 hurricane. The eye jumped literally eastward, almost backwards, 50 miles, and you could just see the energy being sucked out of that storm. The clouds dissipated, and that storm blew apart in a matter of about 30 minutes as the energy was totally drained out of the storm. And then we had a 5.4 and a 4.0 earthquake right next to that on the island in the Kilauea volcano chain at exactly the same time. So it was amazing to see the correlation between the hurricane breaking up, the energy draining out, the electrical energy from the storm draining into the ground and creating those two earthquakes. Just also verifies my idea for breaking up hurricanes, where you put a grounding mechanism offshore and the water dumps offshore, totally breaks down the wind. And I talked to people who were actually on Hawaii, and they said that they had beautiful blue skies. They had a light mist of rain come over, and that was it from a Category 3 hurricane.
Well, they were certainly blessed in that situation, weren't they? You and I talked briefly the other day, Jim, about this tropical storm that moved in across Texas into Oklahoma that had all the trappings of what you sometimes call a himicane.
Yeah, a himicane is what I termed a hurricane over land. It has an eye, the cyclonic storm, the band clouds, all of the cloud patterns of a hurricane, but it's just over land. And when you get enough energy to create these storm systems, they're usually accompanied by a lot of thunderstorms out in the outer rings of the system and a lot of tornadoes, a lot of times, just like a regular hurricane coming in to land. A lot of people think, well, the eye is where all the energy is, but a lot of the destruction is due to tornadoes out in the outlying cloud regions. And so that's what went over Texas and Oklahoma. I missed it that day when you were talking about that. I didn't get a chance to see that live for myself.
But, I didn't either. Jim, we need to get – I know we're almost our half hour is almost up here. Get your website out again, please.
Okay. It's www.jmcc, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo.com. And just go there and spend a little time surfing around. There's a lot of information, including all the archives of my old radio shows. We're going back for many years, and those are all valid today just as much as they were when I created them.
Absolutely. Jim, we are half hours up. I appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Thanks, John, and we'll talk
again
soon.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007. Welcome back. Got a request here to repeat Professor McKinney's website address. I will do so, and I will do so slowly, and maybe we can make a little educational exercise out of this and use the military phonetic alphabet. www, that would be whiskey, dot, Juliet, Mike, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India, dot, com. Now, my wife says, say it for real. www.jmccsci.com. So that's Jim McKinney's website. If you want to know what's going on with this planet, if you want to get knowledge from a real scientist, that's where you want to go. Professor McKinney talks about Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 scientists. Well, the Tier 1 scientists like Professor McKinney, there aren't that many of them. The ones that work for the government aren't allowed to talk publicly about what they know, or they'll lose their jobs, or possibly worse. If you want knowledge from a real Tier 1 scientist who knows what's going on, why it's going on, how these things are going to come about, when these things are going to come about, that's what you need to do, is get on his website, listen to his radio show, and buy all this man's books and DVDs, everything he has to offer. And I'm not being flippant when I say that. I've got all this man's books, and I've read every one of them. They're written in a way that any normal person can understand. You don't have to be a scientist to understand the words of this man. Supposed to have another guest. Hopefully he hasn't forgot about the show, or maybe he got distracted with something around the ranch up there in Montana. Rick from KT Ordnance. Rick's quite a guy. A true patriot, in my opinion. A man who's willing to stand up and do the right thing. And hopefully he'll have a chance to call in. If not this week, maybe next week. Professor McCanny made a statement in one of his books. It has to do with what I know a lot of folks are always out there doing, is searching for a date, searching for timing on when things are going to fall apart. I have people that call me routinely asking me for this, these dates. Professor McCanny says in his book, what are you going to do, run out and buy a case of tuna fish? You know, let's get real, ladies and gentlemen. If you wait till the last minute to get prepared, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Professor McCanny advocates preparedness. He says on his website, if you don't have a gravity-fed water filter, you're insane. And I agree. If you don't have water filters that can function without 40 PSI, as pounds per square inch, like a lot of these, they're excellent, the water filters, by the way, but with the, in the absence of 40 pounds per square inch pressure, they don't work. You need good quality water filters. Republic Broadcasting, at their website, selling some excellent water filters you need to consider, and I urge you to consider getting a good quality Berkey water filter. These people have been around about 100 years or so. The Red Cross uses Berkey water filters when they respond to disasters to make sure that their own people have clean drinking water and that the victims of whatever disaster it might be have access to clean drinking water. This is not optional. If you go without food for a few days, you'll be uncomfortable and you'll be hungry, but you won't die. The first drink you drink of bad water, within hours, you're going to get dysentery, diarrhea, any number of things that will make you a casualty. Probably the biggest killer on the planet is diarrhea among children under the age of 5, along with things like malaria. But diarrhea, due primarily to bad drinking water, kills millions of people on this planet every year. And all it takes is one drink of bad water, and there you go. This is a live call-in. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you've got a question or a comment, you're certainly welcome to call. We've got, I think it's Gail or Gala in Tennessee. Go ahead.
How are you doing this afternoon?
It's Gala?
Yes, this is Gala over in the Smoky Mountains.
I thought that might be
you. That would be me.
What?
Well, I have, you know, we're talking about dates. I think I might have one for everyone. This is just developing today. It would seem that on Friday, somebody, an entity or individuals, has put $4.5 billion in options bet on catastrophe hitting the United States within 4 weeks. The absolute end of these options to expires on September 21. Someone knows something big is going to happen before the options expire.
Be interesting to backtrack who's behind those options, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. And a lot of the people that are in the the stocks market are really speculating on this. They're trying to figure out that there's 65,000 contracts at $750 for the SPX 700 calls for open interest. that control.
Well, Gail, we need to remind people that this is what happened just before September 11th, 2001.
That's correct, and that's what they're saying here. And they put all the puts in on the airlines, and they made, I think it was $60 million or something like that. That's what they're also saying in this article. The link.
Now, were those options on September 11th, 2001? Were they ever collected? Do you know?
Don't know. And to this
it
day,
it seems like if there was payouts, that could be traced. I don't know.
Well, to this day, the SEC will not release who those people were.
They know, but they won't say.
I know. Of course, they know. Now, here's another interesting little tidbit. On August 31st. Bernanke from the Federal Reserve is having an emergency meeting. This is just coming out right now, too. This is about 20 minutes old news.
Well, actually, it's been around. I know what you're going to say, and it's taking place in
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah, they do this every year.
Yeah, but
Debbie Kidd just put out a note. They do this every year.
Okay.
I think it's particularly unusual.
Okay. Well, you know, like I was telling you, though, about the contractors that do all the road maintenance and construction work and repair, that nobody's going to have any government contracts after the next 4 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago. It said 6 weeks, so we got four more weeks for that. So this date of somewhere around the third week of September, something big is getting ready to happen.
And, well, the options, once the options are in place, they're good that entire period of time.
Right, up until September 21, he has to perform on those options.
So basically, we've got about a 3 week window here.
Somebody knows something in government.
Well,
now there is speculation that maybe because you know China has lost, oh my God, how many billions of dollars over this subprime mortgage fiasco, and maybe China's going to dump all of the dollars and totally just wipe out our economy.
You know, Gayla, they could do that. However, all I need to do is stop buying new ones to crash our economy. They buy so much that all I need to do is stop buying new treasury notes and treasury bonds
to crash our economy. Yeah, and I've heard they've threatened to do that here of recent, too.
Right.
Because Bush is not, I don't know, playing their game, I guess. I don't know what all the particulars are between those players up there. And I also heard that the new person that's going to take over for Alberto Gonzalez is going to be old Chertoff himself.
Oh, really?
Yes. Isn't that
interesting? That guy looks like he's anemic to me, doesn't he?
Oh, he does not look well at all.
He looks too skinny. He doesn't look like he gets enough sleep, too.
He don't look too good. Some people are even speculating he might have cancer or something. He kind of looks like that.
Well, I've known men who look like that, and they don't have any ongoing disease. They're just not healthy. They just don't have that look of health and vigor about them. Not enough sunshine.
Yeah, something. Well, you know they stay in their hidey holes anyway. Anyway, I was just giving you a heads up on this stock market things that are
going
on.
Well, that's certainly, I was aware of that. I hadn't talked about it today, Gayla, but we appreciate the heads up, and it certainly is worth taking note of.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly interesting times that we live in, and to have been born in this period of time in humanity and the earth is absolutely miraculous, I think.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Well, God bless and have a great day.
Thank you, Gayla.
Bye.
We appreciate the call. Okay. It was Gayla in Tennessee. She's a regular listener right now, and we always appreciate all you callers calling in. All right. We've still got 15 minutes minus breaks that we can talk, we can visit, we can have questions and comments at 800-313-9443. I've been wondering ever since September 11th, 2001, Okay, we got John in Florida. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
I purchased some freeze-dried stuff from the freeze-dried guy, got the case in last week, and I just sent another check in the mail for some more. I wish I had started doing this about 2-3 years ago.
Well, but, that's hindsight, but at least you're on your way there, John, and that's good. That's a good thing. And when that parcel arrived, and you saw what you had, did that give you a warm, buddy feeling?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's anytime I buy a case of anything, whether it's ammunition or peanut butter or freeze-dried food from Freeze-Dried Guy, I just feel like, boy, here's one for the good guys, you know?
And another website people should look at, which we've talked about on the air before, is preparemyfamily.com about storing, you know, dried beans and stuff like that. And that's a good website also to look at. But, you know, I have a bad feeling that we are going to have something happen real soon.
Well, I keep hearing these things, and I'm not going to disagree with anybody. As if any, and of course, all us combat veterans, we learned this many, many years ago. And the young men and women are still learning in Iraq. Things can change overnight. But the rest of us, these civilians out here, learned that a number of times recently, September 11, 2001, Hurricane Katrina, 2 years ago this month. Things can change dramatically in a very short period of time. And what we thought of being as normal has just simply gone away. So the time to prepare is now. Granted, there could be massive problems the next 4 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. There could be massive problems anytime, anywhere. And to think otherwise is foolhardy. So sure, a higher increased level of alert the next 3 to 4 weeks would be well advised. A higher level of alert all the time would be well advised. And being prepared and being better prepared and working on it, making it a lifestyle, is something people should consider doing. Don't you agree, John?
Yes. Now, I'm surprised nobody is selling solar stills for water.
Well, I'm sure you can find plans to make your own. I've been to energy shows and seen these things. This is child's play. If you can get a, it's the kind of thing that you would do in a junior high school shop project, not even high school. These are simple devices, maybe simple hand tools, and I think you could find plans on the internet pretty quickly for solar stills, solar cookers, things of that nature. These things are really, really simple to make yourself, and they are so simple that I guess there's not much money to be had in manufacturing and selling them, because all they are sheet metal, aluminum foil. I've seen them made out of wood, all kinds of things. Yeah, I would look on the internet for plans if you think that's something you need.
Well, they used to have them for the pilots in World War II. You know, that was standard. But you know, try to find that now. Any of those now?
Well, I haven't gone looking, but these are simple devices with no moving parts. Maybe a lid that opens and closes. But I've eaten baked potatoes cooked in solar stills and different things like that, and these things really work. You point them at the sun, you go away for a few hours, and come back and your food's cooked.
Mm-hmm. All right, good show. Anyway,
thank
I
you,
listened
man.
To the archives. The sound was. Your man already told me about that. That you know about that. McKenney was on. We couldn't hear
right.
him. Yeah. All right. Talk
okay.
to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thank you. That was John in Florida. Getting near the end of the show here in 5 or 6 minutes, with not counting the commercial breaks. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I got a caller here. Monty in Texas. Monty, go ahead.
Yes, I talked to you last week about Bates boots, and but I didn't ask you about what treatment did you use in order to keep the boots fresh and safe.
To keep food fresh and safe?
No, the boots.
Boots.
To keep them, the leather
me.
Boots, you know. I didn't ask you
okay.
about those things.
Well, we'll start from the beginning. You take your clean, dry, polished boots out in the field.
Uh-huh.
And they come back wet and muddy. Okay?
Yeah.
Best thing to do is get as much of that mud off while it's still wet.
Uh-huh.
You know, the mud has a drying effect. Leather has natural oils in there that the mud will just simply suck out of the leather and dry out the leather. So get that mud off while it's still wet with a brush, scrub it off, and let your boots dry. Don't force your air, don't put them in an oven, but just let them air dry.
Okay.
Now, once they're dried out real nice, check over your boots real good for any damage. And
what kind of damage are you talking about? Are you talking about crinkling or something like that?
Well, crinkling from drying out and scuff marks. And you want to, if it's deep damage, it's gone into the leather, you may want to take some leather dye, and I'll be doing this in a few hours on a pair of boots myself. Leather dye for the real deep cuts, and let that dry out, and then come back with some polish. Get a good coat of polish on there and buff it out. I take the laces out of my boots, by the way, when they're really dirty, and wash the laces separately in warm, soapy water, rinse it out a couple of times, and get down in real good and around where the tongue of the boot is.
Can I stay on for the rest of the break?
Right. Yeah, please do. And we got a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. One last thing on these boots. I do this about twice a year, not every time I polish them. I'll use Snow Seal. That's a brand name. I've been using Snow Seal for 30 years. In fact, I've got boots that are in perfect condition that I've worn on a regular basis, 30 years old. Are you still there, Monty?
Yes.
Okay, one quick comment or question. We got to get on to our next caller.
That's it, basically.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, and we appreciate your calling in.
And thank you, sir. You're great, and I love you, so thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. And with last but not least, we've got Dave from Texas.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate your show. I'm just trying to clean out some of this Monarch brand powder fouling out of my pistol here. I suggest that, somebody try a different type of ammo than that. It's cheap, but it sure gums it up quick.
Oh, boy.
And the previous caller was stating I believe they're manufacturing a replica of the Tankers 45 holster.
Which 45?
The tanker model.
A replica of the Tanker?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are available now. I've seen them advertised in Shotgun News. I have an original World War II Tanker holster that, in fact, my grandson was using it just a couple of months ago. It's still in good condition.
I can't remember the name. I apologize. Maybe next week I'll call in, or maybe another caller will. But they are reproducing that. It's a major name brand manufacturer, though. So.
Well, I see them advertised. I don't know who's making them, but I see them in the Shotgun News all the time.
Yeah. Well, just wanted to throw that out there, and like I said, love your show. Listen to you every week.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it.
Have a great week.
Okay. Thank you. You too, sir. It's hard to beat good quality leather. You take care of it, it will last for decades, literally. Keep it dry. Keep it properly conditioned with good leather preservative. Neat's foot oil for things like holsters. It'll make the leather too soft for boots. You don't want to use Neat's foot oil on boots, but for holsters and belts, Neat's foot oil is excellent. Snow seal on the boots. As my drill sergeant told me 40 years ago, take care of your equipment and your equipment will take care of you. This is an ongoing process. It's learning how to take care of your firearms, your leather goods, your canvas goods, machinery, clothing, tools, knives, whatever it might be. Every item of your equipment is require different skills, different tools, different repair material, and you need to acquire those skills. What I do is I build kits. I have a leather repair kit. I have a firearms maintenance kit. I have a mechanical steel kit. I have an electronics kit. Each one has specialized tools, has its own toolbox, is segregated and kept in, all the tools are kept in the proper box and in proper working order and clean, sharp, whatever it might be. That's it for this show. I appreciate you all listening and calling in. I had a great time. I look forward to visiting with you next week, and you all be safe and God bless America.
It's true.